I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Christians in certain parts of the world are enduring heavy persecution. They're oppressed, displaced, and even killed because they follow Jesus. Last Friday, two gunmen stormed a church in Egypt, killing 9 people. In these situations, the ones who suffer the most are the kids. David Curry with Open Doors USA.
I was with a young man named Noah from Iraq. His experience was like so many others. In the middle of the night, he was wakened by his parents and told, ISIS is coming to attack us because we are Christians. So he had to leave everything in his house, even his most precious toys, everything. And when he came back, it was all destroyed.
If you'd like to encourage these kids suffering for their faith, learn more at missionnews.org. And when it comes to making a difference in 2018, David Pope thinks it starts with leadership. And that's where the Issachar Initiative comes in.
In 2011, we brought together some business leaders and market leaders together and started the Issachar Initiative for the purpose of raising up a new generation of men and women who understood the scriptures, the time in which we were living, and knew what the church had to do.
Since then, the Issachar Initiative has been working to put believers in the middle of unreached people groups all around the world.
It's not a question of whether or not we will finish this task. It will be finished. The question is, will we be a part of finishing it? Will we enjoy the fruits of having been in this great movement of the Lord Jesus Christ that's coming to culmination?
Find out how you can be a part of the movement at our website. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people like you. Join our social media network and let's get to work on the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.